This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everyone. It's Hey Gobble Gobble, our Thanksgiving episode.
Squibble, squibble, squawk, squibble, 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 squawk.
Hey Gobble Gobble. Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Oh, sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, God damn it. If you gobble one more bite of those mashed
gobble,
potatoes.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
First the baked beans, and now the mashed potatoes.
Larry, this is your daughter.
And I want you to marry her. So please, hit it off while I go into the kitchen and watch through the peephole.
Oh, if this is your first episode, this is your last episode. You're listening to Hey Gobble Gobble. I'm JPC.
I'm Adol Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. I don't have any Thanksgiving characters. I should have brought in some Thanksgiving characters.
JP Corn.
J Turkey.
J Turkey.
JTK. J Turkey.
I'm Adol Refried Beans.
Yes,
classic Mexican addition to Thanksgiving.
Aaron cranberry sauce.
Aww.
Does it work?
No, there's gotta be Keef. I mean,
stuffing.
Keefer is a thing.
Stuffy keefing. That rolls off the tongue.
Keef.
Keefer.
Keefer Sutherland.
I don't know.
So many people are gonna send in like
pie.
You Aaron idiots. Turkey. This is right here. Oh, there you go. Instead of tofurkey.
No, Aaron Turkeyfer. Wait, I don't know why.
If you're just turning in, we are wildly drunk.
Oh, God. We are wild drunks and we're all on the mic.
So this is our Thanksgiving episode. Let's start first and foremost with what we're thankful for.
Oh.
Aaron, do you want to start?
I am thankful for this table and these chairs.
Ugh, Aaron.
And, we are right here.
pencils and pens that I see and the tea that I'm drinking.
What's crazy to anyone listening, we're not sitting at a table. There's no pencils. Yeah. There's no chairs here. There's certainly no tea. What is this?
That's what I'm thankful for. JPC?
So lately, I am really, really thankful for the people in my life that I interact with, like on a daily basis. My close friends, my girlfriend, my family. I have grown a deeper appreciation for that. But I'm also a month into being a dog dad, and I'm aww, super thankful for spaghetti. I love my little pup,
who is currently curled up next to our table asleep. No, well, we're not at a table, but
no, we're not at a table. We're not
interesting.
We're not doing goddamn
next to the
tea.
Lawn.
What are you doing, Adol? What are you doing?
Are you? You mentioned your girlfriend and your family. What about your girlfriend's family?
My girlfriend's family. They're cool.
Have
yeah,
you met
yeah.
Them?
They're what's that?
You've met them.
I've met them.
They're from Miami.
They're from Miami. I'll say it. I love my girlfriend's family.
Do they party in the city where the heat is on?
All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Okay.
Did you impress them right away? Like, did you immediately? Like, what did you do to
did you turn
win
on
them
the
over?
Fun? The funny?
Well, the guy who knows all of the words to Will Smith's Miami? Yeah, I think I impressed them right away. I did my joke handshake where I say like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I put up my hand and they say, too slow. And then I slick back my hair.
Ooh, they know you're cool.
Yeah.
No, really, did you make a good first impression?
I historically love meeting people's like parents. Like in high school, I would always love like meeting my friends' parents. But yeah, I feel like I made a pretty good impression. Even when I was younger, I loved meeting people's parents, because like when you're a child, you really don't have much chance to like interact with adults outside of like your teachers.
Spaghetti has something to say about that.
Spaghetti's like, I disagree. No, you don't have much chance to like interact with like people outside of like teachers or whatever and family. So interacting with other people's parents and like seeing what their like family dynamic was always so like interesting to me. Plus, it was like when you're like, it's like Schmoozing for Children, which is the title of my self-help series.
Chicken Schmooze for the Child Soul.
For the Children's Scroll. No, but I just always loved like talking to like a grown-up, like you were like a peer of theirs, because you're not their child. So to me, that's always like such a fun experience.
So I'm trying to get into a grown-up party and walk around like you're not in your pajamas and you belong there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, tossing back some old fashions.
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
The Japanese market's just closed, so...
Anyone need another drink?
Anyone else?
Red wine?
Yeah.
Great, Peter. Good.
Todd, you're here? Okay. There must be a horse lonely tonight. Todd fucks horses, everyone.
Tink, 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 tink. This is... I just started watching... two nights ago, I just started watching The Nanny for the first time.
The Nanny Cam in your...
Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, does she get up to some shenanigans.
So I started watching the sitcom
The Nanny. Because growing up, I never wanted to watch it because I always assumed it was just like, meh. Like it was her, like that Jim Brewer Goat Boy sound the whole time, which is her laugh.
Yes.
So I assumed I didn't want to watch it. And I started watching it, and it's phenomenal.
What is it on?
It just like illegally download it.
Did
I just,
whoa!
Is this a place thing?
Yeah, this is. A
Why are we recording in the back of an FBI truck?
Interesting.
Chairs, table.
But the kids in the show are so clearly written by like 42-year-old men. Mm-hmm. Where like there's a 10-year-old son and he wins class president, and immediately he's like, "Tear down those walls!" And then he's like, "I am not a crook." And he goes into like he's like Tippecanoe and Tyler too. He makes all these references, and you're like, this 10-year-old boy would be like farting and like playing Game Boy.
Yeah.
But these writers made him the most like pop culture savvy man alive. And then the youngest daughter is like this sort of like psychoanalytical, therapy driven child. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, good night, little girl, whatever her name is. They're like, the parents are like, good night. And she's like, sometimes I wonder if there is a God. And she's like, 4.
Yeah, I mean, children written by adults is one of the best parts about old TV. I feel like it doesn't happen much anymore. Yeah. Like, maybe writers' rooms have just gotten younger, you know, over the course of...
Lots of kids in writers' rooms now. Well, yeah, kids now writing for kids.
Now it's all little boys and little girls.
Little boys and girls making it real. Here's my impression, if you've never seen The Nanny, here's my impression of every episode. Here's every episode summed up.
Great. Here's
Here's Fran Drescher goes, where is everyone? And then the butler goes, they're at a soiree. And then she'll be like, oh, that sounds nice. How soiree is it?
Oh, God.
It's like, real line
that's not a real
show?
Line from the show, but that's like every... That's that's not a real line from the show, but that's the gist. That's the type of humor. And in all honesty, I love it.
So this is what happened. Adel woke up in the middle of the night, thought of that joke, grabbed a paper and pen, and scribbled it down.
And started watching The Nanny to be like, I got to start watching The Nanny so I can make
this joke. Here's my question about The Nanny. When did someone recommend it to you? It seems like such a
weird... Yeah, someone was talking about how good it was, and I go, really? Because I always assumed it was like... kind of like on and gone. Like, yeah. I thought it wasn't very popular. And they're like, no, it was like on for 6 or 7 seasons or something. And she was nominated for Emmys. So I started watching it and I was like, this is legit. Great.
Legit. It's the exact same thing with According to Jim Belushi show.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch that next.
Why do you keep winking?
Just watch. Just don't worry about it.
Why do you keep nudging Aaron?
Don't worry. She owes me some grape nuts.
I owe some grape nuts and we're making a deal.
For those of you who don't know, Aaron keeps making bets and all she will bet is grape nuts.
Well, that's what I get paid in, so dollars that's what makes sense.
Nuts. Yeah.
Dollars to grape nuts. Speaking of grape nuts, Adel, what are you thankful for?
Nice.
You both gave what you're thankful for, and I never want to pander or anything like that. I guess
if you
what
say
I'm,
the fans, if, I'm, if going I'm honestly to throw a
saying
rock.
What I'm most thankful for, it's the fans.
Adel brought 4 oscillating fans into the theater. He's never cool. He's always so hot.
I'm sweating. I can't stop sweating.
He sweats like a pig.
I sweat like I have stigmata, but with sweat.
Oh my God.
So sweat. What you just described is sweat.
No. Like stigmata, but with water.
I'm going to drink my tea.
Stigwater.
Stigwater.
Adele has stigwata.
Hey, I got stigwata
it's
here.
It's stigwata. It's not my hands. It's Hello, just my mother. Whole body.
Hello, stigwata. But I'm thankful for the fans. I'm thankful for HeadGum, our network. I'm thankful for KJ.
This sucks.
The best editor and producer there is out there. Like,
KJ, by the way, did tell us that they want to go by letters now. The word letters.
If you see KJ on the streets, and we'll post a photo of KJ.
KJ on the streets?
We'll post a photo of them. If you see KJ on the streets, you have to come up to them and you have to call them...
Letters.
Letters.
Yes.
Or zippers.
But what's funny is...
I call KJ zippers.
No one has ever called me letters.
JPC?
JPC, yeah.
Does anybody come up to you and think they're really clever and go, you done with JPC?
Yeah, you know me. I did introduce, I was at a meeting someone, my roommate Tim was there, and they were like...
Pass the gravy, please.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you.
Here's the gravy. And do you want the bowl for the gravy or just the stuff I dribbled out of my
just
bowl?
Just what you put in my hand.
Great. My roommate Tim introduced me, he like said, oh, this is someone. And I was like, oh, I'm JP. And he goes... You fucking forget a letter? And I was like, I don't know. It just slipped out. Like, I guess I did forget a letter.
How big of a win for initial-based humans is J.B. Pritzer's win?
Honestly, for initial-based people, it is a huge win. For non-billionaires, he could go fuck himself.
JPC, I remember when you were sort of just in my periphery in Chicago. Like, I only knew you through watching you in shows.
Oh, I thought you meant when you could... turn and see me and then I was gone.
Like a horror movie?
Yeah, like when it follows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you It Follows Me.
That was like the first 2 years of me knowing you. I was It Follows You.
Yeah. I thought it was like, IT Follows.
Who is that shadow on the side? And then a train would go by and then you would disappear. Like, yeah. I'd see you on one side and then you'd all
And then I was gone. And then, Adam, when I first met you, I Final Destination to you, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I killed more.
I was supposed to be on a plane and then
six
you...
Six of your friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You made the plane crash. And then
made the plane crash. Yeah, would go through the glass.
But I think I called you every combination of three letters that there was in the alphabet before.
Do you remember
any
of them?
I was like, ABC.
Like, F that dude. Yeah, like
Who's that guy?
He's ABC. The one.
He's the one on that team where they always play old-timey mayors.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I finally learned that it was JPC.
Speaking of old-timey mayors, for Hey Gobble Gobble, JPC will be playing the role of old man. Do we want to say old man drumsticks? Do we want to say old man giblets?
Well, we didn't talk about this. I think now is as good a time as any to have this
old
conversation.
Old ham riddles?
Yeah, we should call me Old Ham Riddles.
Because glazed ham is
Why
a thing, right?
Why can't I think of Thanksgiving food?
Do you guys have Thanksgiving ham?
No. I don't, but...
Oh, because of
We have cold turkey. And then one year, my youngest
You have
cousin,
cold turkey?
Every year.
I think your mom quit an addiction. I think that's
she
what was happening.
She quit an addiction.
Hey, kids, for this holiday, we're having... I'm quitting... Cold turkey. Yeah. Cocaine, cold turkey. Oh, again.
We go to my aunt's house, and she serves cold turkey. And then...
Why?
For like... Well, here's the thing. I never knew it was weird. And
belly.
Then about... So I was maybe 22, and my cousin Daniel was
so
like...
Oh, this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very young.
Three years from now.
My cousin Daniel was like... All of a sudden, he put his fork down, and he's like, why is the turkey cold? And all the cousins looked around. We're like, we don't know.
Finally,
we don't
somebody
know.
Said
Wait,
it.
Is why? Daniel the son of the person whose turkey is cold?
No.
He's just like a different cousin.
Yeah, he's
and then
just
Daniel's
a different
the cousin that you put in the lion's den?
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Just having some fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, then if you were just having fun.
It was
fun,
a big
then.
Moment.
Religion
I've been
fun,
having
right?
ice cold, not ice cold, but very cold turkey every year.
Did you not figure it out? Was there no follow-up? Did
no.
Daniel go missing? Like, what's the resolution?
Yeah, my aunt and my family were not allowed to talk about how we eat cold turkey or how we're a little bit English. Because we're supposed to say
we're
all Irish.
A little bit English.
All right, you were old man puzzles?
Old ham
I'm old ham drumsticks is the consensus. That's
no,
fine.
No, hold on. Cold ham drumsticks.
So, for this episode of Hey Gobble Gobble, I will be playing the part of cold ham drumsticks.
If this is your first episode, I'm so sorry.
They
You're
left
wildly
already.
Confused. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm cold ham drumsticks. This is what the podcast is about. The podcast is about riddles. And so, in the tradition of, you know, however many episodes of this that we've done, 15 or so, 17 to 19, we will be.
Which is our target demographic.
Yes,
15
exactly.
or 17 to 19.
15
we
or
do
so.
Not, we
17
do
to
not
19.
Appeal to 16 year olds.
If you're trying to get your license,
there
get
is
the
a weird
hell out
age
of
in there where you just hate all things.
Yeah,
that's 16.
Well, we kind of hit a sophomore slump where we don't do any 16-year-olds. So if you're 16, you're listening to the podcast, stop, fuck you.
We're not for you. Yeah. Honestly, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dab on your grave.
You're not
going to
pass that driver's ed quiz.
But
hey, buy me a lottery ticket. You can't.
But what cold ham
not so sweet after all
will do is I will give you some Thanksgiving themed warm up rooms.
Ooh.
Okay, these are. Keep in mind, these are Thanksgiving themed.
Oh, you just said it, so it's fresh in mind.
When you do think of the answers to this, think just as a starting point. Think Thanksgiving.
Can we call this warm up round talking turkey?
I mean,
Erin gave a deep sigh and walked away from the table. Oh, no, and she has gotten into her car and is gone.
You looked over me just as I was trying to inconspicuously burp. You looked directly at me when I was trying to do a quiet little burp.
So while you burp, let me just say, just to clear the air, I brought up both politics with
burp. That was Erin.
No!
That was a cue for Erin. I brought up both politics with JB Pritzer and religion and at a Thanksgiving table, and we didn't have any fights.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So. We're like family.
Do you have rules that you don't talk about politics with your family?
Oh, we don't eat at the same table. We eat in separate rooms.
We all eat in our separate Jettas. Yeah. We all have Volkswagen Jettas, and we all eat mashed potatoes in our Jettas. If you didn't know, Adel's rich.
Oh, you got a Jetta? Rich as hell.
Yeah, I don't really talk politics with my family, but...
Make that Jetta, buy a Jetta. That's what we say in my family. I have it tattooed on my back. Here we go. Take it away. 20 minutes in, let's get to our first riddle.
Okay, go. This is our first riddle. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
In the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is that true?
Because it's Halloween, it's the year and then before. He makes it Christmas, and they skip Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, so that's so stupid.
If I solved it, I solved it.
If I won, when you it, must tell me when I won.
It's the year before. No.
No, hold on. I'm cold ham... drumsticks, so I'll be the one to tell you when you've got the riddle correct. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Is it every year?
No.
What's that?
I have a guess.
Is your guess that Christmas and Thanksgiving are two people's names and Christmas makes Thanksgiving come when they are having sex? That's your guess, isn't it?
Now it is.
It's when Thanksgiving writes the alphabet with their tongue on Christmas.
Yes, that's true. No.
Isn't it funny that we fell in love and both of our names are holiday names? That's how they sound.
Wasn't there a James Bond girl whose name was Christmas?
It was Halle Berry, right? No, it was,
it was someone else.
Noxzema girl, right?
The Noxzema girl?
Denise Richards?
Oh, yes, it was Denise Richards.
Or that was Rebecca Gayhart.
God, I have no idea. Anyway, her name was Christmas Thanksgiving.
Is it something like of the lettering? Is it like because C comes before T in the alphabet?
Yes, it is something along those lines, and that is exactly correct. Yes, it's the dictionary.
Before we move on, I do need to see a scene between JPC and Erin, with Erin using that voice you just used, where Erin, your name is Thanksgiving, JPC, you are Christmas, and you're spending a lovely afternoon together.
Okay.
You are in a relationship.
Hmm. What would you like to eat? Like, where do you want to go eat? Where should we eat tonight?
I mean, can we just make that... Can we cross that bridge when we come to
it? No, I mean, I feel like I don't want to have an argument later about where we're going to eat, if we're going to eat in Vietnam.
It's 2 p.m. I don't feel like we have to have dinner plans at 2 p.m.
Here's the thing. If we decide to wait till when I'm hungry, I'm going to get mad at you and then we're going to fight.
Well, here's the thing. If you know you're going to get mad and you know we're going to fight, why don't we just not do that when the time comes?
Well, I can't help it when you're acting like an ass when I say, do you want Olive Garden? And you say,
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how to tell you that human beings are not meant to eat that much goddamn salt, okay? I can't eat an Olive Garden.
Oh, because you have a sensitive tummy. I have to suffer through life. Boring food. Oh, let's eat more food.
Oh, don't you put this on me. Do not put this on me.
Oh, joke's on you. I was trying to propose tonight.
You were going to propose to me?
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Olive Garden? What the fuck,
Yeah, because
Christmas?
What we were going to be. I'm Thanksgiving, you're Christmas.
No, I'm saying, what the fuck, Christmas? How could you fall for this piece of shit who is going to propose to you at an Olive Garden?
I was going to put a ring and a breadstick, and then we were going to be family.
We cut to a sliding doors timeline where that proposal does take place at Olive Garden.
Okay.
Oh,
more breadsticks?
Oh, please.
It's a joke because they're never ending, so I will bring them.
That's funny. You're charming. Turn it down a little. I'm trying to impress Christmas here.
You don't have to impress me, Thanksgiving. I'm already impressed. The Olive Garden has affordable prices and 2-for-1 take-one-home entrees.
You should work for us.
combined with infinite salad and breadsticks, it's the deal that keeps on giving.
Of course, you probably know our slogan. Do you know it?
When you're here, you're marry me. I'll take that as a yes.
See.
Ow.
Ow, God.
Hey-ya.
For listeners who aren't on the front line that we're recording on, Frank Oz came in and just nailed that two-person scene.
I did. Ooh. I did tell you before we started recording, set me up for the character voice that I love doing. Set me up for my best character voice.
Ooh.
I thought it was delightful.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Now I'm stuck forever. Mm.
I think it would be fun to be a Muppet because then I could have no butt. It's just a big hole. Wouldn't that be fun if all my insides were gone and my butt was a big hole?
But then you don't know when you're pooping. It just falls out. That's a downfall, right?
No, the upside is that you wouldn't know when you're pooping.
But that's a downfall. It's like you don't feel it. It just falls out. So you're walking along and you're like...
You think feeling it is the best part of pooping?
No, but I'm saying it's necessary to maintain social relationships. If I'm meeting...
Oh, yeah, I'm a Muppet. My big problem is going to be maintaining social relationships.
Oh,
if I'm getting audited by the IRS and we're sitting there and poop falls out, that's highly...
Did you deduct that?
My favorite thing about JPC, and I love a lot and hate a lot about JPC.
This is Thanksgiving. This is the right time to do this.
My favorite thing about JPC is if you give me 100 guesses for what he's about today, I'll never get it.
Pass the green bean
casserole. Wait, who's your favorite Muppet?
Oh, here you go.
My favorite... Thank you so much. My favorite Muppet, I think it used... Like, as a kid, it was Gonzo, because he was so weird, and you're like, what a weird little alien bug. And then as I got older, I really liked Beaker.
Mm-hmm. JBC.
Like when Breaking Bad came out?
Yeah, because all that chemistry?
I was never into the Muppets. I don't think I ever really watched any Muppets,
What did you like instead of the Muppets?
I don't know, man. Like
fucking Rugrats?
I get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I loved like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I was not a Muppets. I was just like, I don't know.
You were not a Muppets?
I was not a Muppets.
Mom, I'm not a Muppets.
I don't even know if I liked Sesame Street. My mom would be able to know. But I also
those are
like,
Muppets.
I don't know if I liked...
Muppets. If you say you don't like Muppets, you're being redundant if you say you don't like Sesame Street.
So I don't know, but I also have a terrible memory. I don't remember anything about any part of my life. Like, I get like, yeah, I just...
What's my name?
Oh, man. I know that it's Carabin.
JPC.
I want to say it's Carabin.
Oh, buddy, you have memento.
I do. I totally have memento. I really do. Like, there are moments in my life where I'm like, if I don't write it down on my calendar... I just completely fucking forget like every part. Yes.
So
this episode's gonna be famous for us doing one riddle.
Well, no, but also it's true because on this show specifically, since I have such a shitty memory, like I'm always so concerned I'm gonna start doing like, and so the man takes the knife and you're like, yes, this is the one you've already done
that, which I believe happened already.
It's definitely happened before.
So in our Christmas episode, when you fling open the shutters and yell down, "Excuse me, what day is today?" You really are genuinely asking.
That is what you...
I'm referencing a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, see, I don't know. Oh, you're referencing a Muppet.
I love that movie.
If you haven't seen a Muppet Christmas Carol, you haven't seen a Christmas Carol.
Sorry I wasn't listening to the Muppets. I was too busy getting laid.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no. I mean, not until like my late 20s, and even then it was kind of pity.
Oh,
all right,
no.
I'm ready for another
ready
one.
For
okay,
another.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Why did they let the turkey join the Thanksgiving band?
Because it had drumsticks. It brought its own drumsticks.
Because he brought his own drumsticks.
Oh, Adam winked at me. Oh!
It wasn't in a sexual way.
No, but he just was so smug that he got it.
Okay. This one's going to be almost impossible to get. If April showers bring May flowers, then what do May flowers bring?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. Well,
this time I'll let Aaron...
It's
June showers.
I'll look smug and I'll wink and I'll give Aaron a chance.
June showers.
Do some bad guesses so Aaron feels better.
July showers. Baby showers.
Doesn't June showers sound like a real estate agent?
Hi, I'm June
like
showers.
A plucky
this is
oh,
a two
real estate agent.
Has
Hi,
a Jack
I'm June
and Jill
showers.
Bathroom.
I don't know.
Here's what we need. If you're listening and you have some free time, we need you to make a Century 21 sign.
If you're listening to this show, you have free time.
If you're listening to the show, you have time. So make us a Century 21 sign with real estate agent June Showers.
It's just my face. And just put a ton of makeup on me.
It's Aaron's face with a ton of makeup and she's on fire.
Century 21 sells the most residential real estate.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares.
I just saw a sign that said that the other day. That's pretty cool.
If it's on a sign, it's got to be true.
What do May showers bring?
All right, not May showers.
I wasn't listening.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Oh, pilgrims.
Yes, they bring pilgrims. Oh, well, that's actually more accurate. Let's see what this joke website says. No, apparently this joke for kids is not smallpox. Well, that's not the answer.
They're treating them like babies.
What kind of key do you use on Thanksgiving?
What kind of key
do you use on Thanksgiving? Now, remember, Thanksgiving is a holiday.
I know what it is.
Yes, I do too.
Piano key, because one of your drunk-ass cousins is going to start to show off by playing Heart and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They show off by playing Heart and Soul on the piano.
I guess we have very different cousins.
How is it possible that you and I have different cousins? We share everything else. Here's my riddle. How do Adele and I have different cousins?
I don't know.
But share everything else.
My cousin's from another muzzins.
Muzzin. You're my cousin from another muzzin.
Muzzin. Muzzin.
I've got a dozen cousins from another muzzin.
Every year at Thanksgiving, since I think the late 70s, my family does a rock skipping competition.
So you were born
rock
in the late
70s?
No, my whole, like, I was born in the 90s. It's been happening a long time, and I've never won.
Rock
All
skipping?
All my male cousins win.
Do you live near a body of
water?
Yeah,
we live right on the ocean. So
do you really?
Yeah. So, my aunt and I live on the Atlantic. My aunt and I live on the same street. We all go there. So
everyone doesn't
have
to be mean to me when I ask questions.
So can you, like, if you walk out your front door, are you on, like...
No, it takes, like, a minute. I don't walk into the sea.
It's like a Virginia Woolf situation?
No.
You skip rocks by putting them into your pocket.
Into your pockets
and
walking into the sea.
But
that gets them the furthest.
My mom won it in the late 80s, and then my section of the family hadn't. And I think it's because it was just cold and everyone wanted to leave. And then we didn't win again until my brother-in-law won, like, Mitch, won
Mitch.
2 years ago.
It steams my clams to know that Mitch won the rock skipping contest.
That brings us to one of our favorite segments, Mitch Sesh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like Mitch Sesh.
Or just
can I tell you the most disappointing
Mitch.
Thing?
Mitch. That's so hard to say.
Way clunkier.
So since the last time we recorded, my niece was born, which is very exciting.
Is this Mitch's
my
daughter?
Mitch's daughter. Mitch's daughter was born.
Oh, Mitch is a father?
Yeah. So, and she's so cute. And I can't stand how cute she is. But she looks exactly like him.
No.
It's like my my family's genetics had no part of it.
He's like 6'11", right?
Yeah. He's 7'18".
Is he the tall one?
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Genetically, babies usually look more like the father. That's like a response from human beings so that the father connects with the baby so they won't abandon the family.
So what did you do earlier today? Read up about real estate and babies? You trying
it's
to impress
insane.
Us?
I went to a real estate baby convention.
Let's just share this nice meal.
Right? I want We're to tell you an apartment, please.
Baby real estate agent is... a key character.
Never have I done a character that hasn't been baby something.
Mm-hmm.
Like baby horny dog, baby horny dog ghost. I can't wait till a Christmas episode when I break out baby horny dog ghost. Did you guys finish this riddle?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's
why
turkey.
Didn't the turkey finish its... No, that's a different one.
Oh, we have to answer your last one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
What kind of key does it use on Thanksgiving? It's a turkey.
Yeah.
Yes. Why didn't the turkey finish its dessert?
Oh, I got it.
It was too pyred.
That's even better.
That's even better.
Speaking of, can you pass the pie, Adel?
Yeah, of course. Here you go. Oh, I tripped.
God damn it.
And now
put
it's
it
in
right
my
on your
face. Oh, what Adel said.
Well, certainly those two concepts can't exist together. So let's call it what it is. It was Aaron's face. It was not, not my dick.
Brother.
From another cousin.
That's how Reese's peanut butter cups were invented. You got pie on my dick. You got pie on my face.
This is why I feel bad that this episode is going the way it's going. Everyone right now is at an airport on their way to see their family listening to this. And
we're on warm-up riddles and we're 30 minutes in.
Somebody might be stuck home alone.
No, it's me.
Okay, ready? Which side of the turkey has the most feathers is the final warm-up hurdle. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The butt side.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she's
I've
not
gotten
wrong.
Worse at this.
The butt side? You are getting worse at this.
Which is my favorite Gary Larson cartoon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
butt side?
And do it's like, what's it's an like example a kid, of a butt side?
It's a kid trying to... push onto a butt, but it says pull.
I get it.
Why would a butt be pull? No.
What was the question? I literally muppet. Forget what it is.
Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The side that's not plucked? Is it as simple as that?
You can go pluck yourself. Oh. Yep, you walked right into
butt
that.
Butt pluck myself?
I don't
butt
know.
Pluck yourself. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
It's not the side that's not unplucked?
Nope.
Give us a hint.
Oh, boy.
Did you forget the answer?
No, I'm trying to give you a hint that doesn't give it away. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? It's not the left side, and it's not the right side.
Back side, front side.
Nope. Top. Neither of those sides. Not top.
Bottom.
No.
The pillow side. Pillow side. Bedside.
No, not
the bedside. It's got to be the bedside.
The bedside makes sense, but nobody sleeps on turkey feathers unless you're fucking poor.
That brings us to our first ad of the episode. Turkey beds.
Turkey beds.
The new beds.
I don't know.
You guys ready? You guys give up?
I give up.
Yeah.
You lose. The warm-up riddle said
you have to give up. To give up means that you cared in the first place?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. That's a really interesting distinction. Yeah. The outside.
Oh.
The inside of the turkey has no feathers unless that turkey is cannibal.
Oh, no.
You don't know that they're eating other turkeys. A lot of things have feathers.
What's it called when you eat your own feathers? What's that? It's like not... there's no term for that. Everyone's looking at me like there is a term for that.
Do you know that 1 out of 10 turkeys will suffer from ingrown feathers?
What, did he go to a turkey convention all day? Hey, guys, it's me. Yeah. How does it feel, Adult? Does it feel really bad to have your life's work, baby real estate, thrown back in your face?
Aaron, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Of course not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adela, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, okay. Midnight Lux would have been such a good penguin baseball player name. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, the penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, 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 quack.
And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're running.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I got to talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional riding to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC. What was it?
Cat scan.
What was it?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun.
I'm gonna go upstairs for a little bit.
Oh God! See, what did I say? No fighting on Thanksgiving. We all came together.
He's upstairs.
I've been cooking all day.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
You've been cooking all day. Why is the turkey cold?
Shut up!
Want to go stay at my dad's. I want to go to dad's.
Come downstairs and watch the parade. Watch the parade.
Is now a good time to say MAGA?
Oh, God.
What? Someone had to say it.
Nightmare.
I'm going to order in the turkey court. I'm cold ham drumsticks. I decide what happens. The warm-up round is over. Now it is time for a little something that I like to call just some more riddles, because that's the show. The show is riddles.
Before we continue, tell our listeners where to eat in the airports they're in right now. Where should they go get a snack?
In the airports right now?
They're hungry right now. They're in the airport.
If you're at an airport or if you are driving on the road and you're going to pull over to get some food, here's your best options.
Sure.
I will say to pull over, Long John Silver's is a classic. Ugh,
you love Long John Silver's.
You got to get the chicken planks, hush puppies, and you got to get extra little crispies, the little batter cracklins, drippings,
batter
little
cracklins.
Cracklins. Yeah.
and a side order of hush puppies. That's what you got to do.
So you already said hush puppies. So you want to get the meal, the hush puppies, and a side order of hush puppies?
Yeah, unless you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're at an airport, what you want to do is you want to get out of the airport, rent a car, and drive to Long John Silver's. When you get to Long John Silver's, what you're going to do is get some hush puppies, chicken planks, mm-hmm. side order of hush puppies, extra drippings.
If you are at O'Hare, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you're at O'Hare, you should go to the Chili's 2.
Oh, that yeah, Chili's 2.
If you're at Midway, and it is around Thanksgiving time, look around for me and then eat my butt.
Yeah. And if you're at any other airport, go up to a bar and just order 3 to 4 Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of fish when to get ready order, to see your family.
When you order a range of drinks, what does a bartender do with that information? I'll have 3 to 5 drinks.
I do want to warn you, listeners, if you do order specifically 3 Bloody Marys, she does appear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So be forewarned. Also, if you are in the airport, I think it's O'Hare, Frontera Grill is spectacular.
In O'Hare? The yeah. only choice in O'Hare is Chili's 2.
Yeah.
If you're going to not the Chili's 2, you're making a mistake.
That's what I'm saying.
Frontera's
the best.
At O'Hare... Because I was really like feeling like I deserved it. Got a margarita at Chili's 2 and then went and got a massage.
At the airport?
Yeah, at the airport. I got an airport massage. Okay.
And was that's it, drunk.
Was it sanctioned by the airport?
So a drunk okay is a sober, absolutely terrible.
I was margarita drunk and I got a massage.
Wasting
and it was
away
just get fine.
A Chili's with
anyways,
massage.
Riddles.
It's massage somewhere. It's massage o'clock somewhere.
This is a riddle podcast. Aaron is technically correct about that. So here is your first riddle. I am slim and tall. Mini
JPC.
Okay.
Read the riddle. get away from that mirror.
I am slim and tall, though. I mean, I am slim and tall. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for.
Adrian Brody.
What am I? It's Adrian Brody, yeah. It's the pianist. It's the Punisher, not Punisher, Predator.
You remember
himself.
When Adrian Brody played the Predator and the pianist?
He was in the pianist.
No,
he
was the pianist. What yeah. I meant to say is Punisher. Adrian Brody as the Punisher is the funniest. Adrian to imagine Brody. That skull... outfit mm-hmm. draping off of him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like he's a hanger.
God, he is thin.
He's very thin. Gaunt.
Wire thin, yeah, that guy.
Wire thin.
Wire thin.
That's why I said
that
hanger.
Riddle had so much information and my brain shutting down.
That's the key. That's the what's that riddle was trying to yeah. do.
Yes. Read it one more time.
I am slim and tall. Mm-hmm. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for. What am I?
Wishbone.
These are not Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're not?
No. And it's the dog Wishbone. Yeah.
Wishbone, come on, Wishbone.
What did he do? He helped me read or some shit? Who cares?
He's the reason why I know the plot of The Count of Monte Cristo.
And go ahead.
Hold on.
I need to see a scene.
Well, I was going to say, before we see the scene, uh-huh. I would be remiss if I did not mention Wishbone, if you are listening.
Yes.
Please, if you want to come on the show, you have an open invitation. You are a very good boy. Aaron yes. loves you mm-hmm. and would love to have you as a guest. So if you are listening, if your master or owner is listening, please.
Wishbone is long dead.
So Wishbone, if you are in heaven, well, good chance if you are in hell, you are probably listening to this show on repeat.
Let's be honest. A dog that time travels, he's going to hell.
Wishbone time travels?
Didn't
Wishbone.
He?
No.
I thought he taught me how to read.
He traveled into books.
That's
Wishbone, I love
so
your take on Tom
so that's
Sawyer.
Witchcraft. He's in hell.
He traveled into books.
No, he just would play
that's
a major
magic.
Character in books.
That's
but he was
magic.
A dog.
What's the story, Wishbone? I didn't have cable.
He would be like Robin Hood, and he would like talk. He'd be like, ruff, 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 ruff.
Okay, Aaron, we're going to see a quick scene
sure.
Where Adele and I are your dogs, and you are a very lonely person who makes her two dogs do plays for her. Mm-hmm. And so this is whatever play you choose. But this
and we're not canoe dogs. We're regular dogs.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, puppies, what'll it be today, huh? Have you been rehearsing anything while I've been at work?
We didn't read Waiting for Godot.
What?
It's boring. It's so boring.
We tried to read, but it's boring.
But
it's
do
so
you,
boring.
Did you understand that Godot is a metaphor for God?
Yeah, it's the, you know, existentialism and Dominic, you know,
it's pretty transparent,
It's
honestly.
Pretentious.
No one did anything at work today for my birthday.
Where do you
and
work
I came
again? The butt store?
All right,
yes,
come on.
I work at the butt store.
Wait,
I'm
really?
The manager at the butt store. I worked my way up. It was an entry-level position, and I worked my way up to manager.
Wait, at the butt store, they have an entry-level position? That seems wildly inappropriate to list.
They say entry-level position.
Honestly, for all these years that Rover's been giving you shit for working at the butt store, I thought he was just being a smart aleck. No. You work at the butt store?
Tuxedo, I tried to tell you.
Put on this hat. Put on these little hats.
Okay.
I want to see Waiting for Godot. I gave you the book. You said you'd rehearse. Curtain up.
Is he coming?
I don't know. Are you coming?
Not bow, before Christmas.
I asked you to make one book not dirty.
Let us do a porn.
We're dogs.
We're dogs.
Anything we do is going to be doggy
mice
style.
And men.
We're dogs. We're horny as hell. Let us do a porn.
Would you rather we be the ghost of dogs? Ghost of horny dogs?
Tale of Two Cities. You made it a porn. You have made everything.
A tale of them titties. A tale between them titties. A puppy tail. Between them titties.
We're dogs.
Story wishbone.
Did you say butt story?
Oh my god.
What would a butt store be? Let's not go there. Does anyone have an answer for this riddle?
I think
riddle?
It would sell the meats.
A candle. It's something that's shining that people care about.
It only does it once and then never again. So yes. Candle would be good in
but
terms of like...
But only once and then no more.
A touch lamp. Or one of those dryers in a bathroom.
A firework.
That,
they touch me and I give false good feeling.
Oh, me. Ecstasy. A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron.
A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron. It's an Aaron.
Unfortunately,
I'm Aaron. And unfortunately,
tall and slim.
I'm
tall and
I'm really, slim. I'm pretty skinny.
For many, I am to die for. Hiya. Hiya. Hiya.
What's the answer?
Oh,
what's the
that's
answer,
not...
cold ham?
Yeah, what's the answer, cold ham?
That's not what podcast you're on. You're on Hey Gobble Gobble.
Also, can we just say we've gotten so many tweets and emails about how much people love when we sing.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People really enjoy us singing. But the reason why is because our voices. Actually, Aaron, your voice is heavenly. I'm sure that most
and
of
that
it.
And that it's died. And sure. A little pitchy, a little
oh,
high.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you guys really want the answer?
We
want
to hint.
Gonna try?
We want to hint because we're spinning our wheels.
I am slim and tall. No,
you're just rereading
desirable
it.
And appealing. I'm going to have to go through to try to find an appropriate hint.
Can we ask some yes and no questions?
Yes.
Would
absolutely.
You find this item in a household?
Not necessarily.
In a rich household?
Does this come from the earth or is it man-made?
No. You were closest with candle and Letters has it. Letters knows the answer.
Really?
It's the first time this has ever happened that KJ and I made eye contact. KJ gave me the...
It's the first time you made eye contact with our editor?
I said from day one, I refuse to meet your eyes because I will not give...
Unless they're my girlfriend's parents, I refuse to meet them.
I will not give submission. I will not be submissive to anyone. No, but
Zippers knows it.
We made eye contact.
So candle's close. Is firecracker close or firework?
Candle's closer, but yeah. Firecracker's in the same ballpark.
All right. I'm going to look at KJ
and
see if I
can
try
and read it in their eyes.
Look at their eyes.
So if you're listening to this podcast, look at the KJ.
Oh, is it a matchstick?
Look at the KJ. Close.
Matchstick? Okay. It's not a matchstick.
It's not a matchstick.
Is it a...
Look at the KJ in your life and see if your KJ, that could be your dad. It could be an old man's grave.
Maybe a table.
It could be a bunch of splinters. It could be 200 ants.
Okay, is it a fire?
Yes, there's fire is a component of this.
Here's what
you'd like this.
We're closest to match and candle, but you said it's not found in every home.
Would
it be found in every home
that
has a Jetta?
God, what a bad question.
Fireplace.
What a bad question. No, it's
birthday
not a fireplace.
Cake.
It's long and slender.
Oh, Slenderman. He brings joy once and then he kills you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be one
death
of those things that
the
people are mad
joy.
That we don't know it.
What's that?
People are going to be mad that we don't
people
know
I'm
it.
I'm certainly
people
mad.
Are screaming right now. People are listening to this at the Thanksgiving table. They have earpods in, or whatever those are called. Mm-hmm. You have those. What are they
AirPods.
Called? AirPods. I'm hip and young. Yeah. They have AirPods in.
Double
and their hoodie
Fortnite up. Graves.
because they're trying to hide from their family that are listening to this podcast, but you've done well.
There are dogs in hell screaming that they know the answer to this.
Wishbone is in heaven. Reading is important.
Okay. So like a matchstick.
That's so far my favorite moment of any episode that we've done. Wishdog is in heaven.
Wishdog?
What did I say?
You said wishdog.
Here's the most important thing that's ever been said on Hey Riddle Riddle. Wishbone is in heaven. Reading is important. Wishdog?
I want someone to put that on like a library book bag.
Wishbone is in
wishbone
heaven.
Is in
reading
heaven.
Is important.
Oh, God.
It's like
my
new,
mom's a librarian.
It's like the new book. It. For every book you read, Wishbone gets another year in heaven.
In hell.
Wait, what's on fire? That
and a personal pan pizza.
You keep it in, like matchsticks, you keep it in a pack?
A wolf's.
Or a carton.
Cigarettes.
Yay. It's a cigarette. And KJ did make the universal symbol for cigarette, which is smoking a cigarette. And you all missed it because you don't stop and pay attention.
How come when you started, you made an action like you were smoking a cigarette and then you flicked your tongue in between it?
Oh my God.
I don't know what a cigarette is.
That's
the way my dad smoked them.
He would lock me in a closet. I'm basically Grace Kelly. I'm
prisoner.
So classy, and I'm here somehow. I'm somehow here.
You are so classy, Aaron. I watched you fart into a burp before we started recording this show, and you're so classy.
But I didn't do it on air.
Debonair fart into a burp.
Debonair. Oh, what a good podcast. If Debbie Reynolds did a podcast and it was called Deb on Air.
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Just
we could see that.
But she passed away, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's in hell with Wishbone. Oh,
no,
new
she's
riddle.
In
no.
She's in heaven.
New riddle.
She was in Singing in the Rain.
No,
she's in
I'm cold ham drumsticks. She's in hell with Wishbone.
She is in heaven.
New riddle.
We should say very quickly, and I'm so sorry to keep interrupting. We should say that there is some sort of, like
apologies
previously
accepted.
Mentioned, some sort of soiree going on in this building. So there may be some orchestral music.
Oh yeah, if you
floating into our microphones.
Some office jazz.
If you do hear some sort of soft jazz in the background, it is my dad's retirement party across the hall. I told him I was in Copenhagen, so I
and your dad works at the butt store?
Yeah, my dad just Entry retired from position. The butt store. 50 years, they gave him a golden not a watch.
Butt.
Yeah. All right, butt is what I was looking for. All right,
okay.
New riddle.
Yes.
Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two. The small boy gets it for nothing. The young
Sex.
Man has to lie for it. The old man has to buy it. The baby's right, the lover's privilege, the hypocrite's mask. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old maid, charity. What am I?
Diamonds. Condoms.
Diamonds are condoms.
Diamonds are for condoms.
This is nonsense words. No one talks like this.
There is
so much
going on.
And for the people, grace. And for the other people, the ups and the downs. And the ladies and the gentlemen and the young boy is there too. And so is the old man.
Well, so that's not what I said, but that is a good
it
that did
sound. It was very Susie, and it was like, and then the Woozles moved to What's It. And the
Woozles
bought
the
Bopsits. The
Woozles and the Bopsits and the What's It.
For every flower, there's a penny.
Do you guys
want to
make fun of the riddle or answer the riddle?
Make fun of it. And the mother was the papa and the...
JBC, my first question for you, is it a noun or is it like one of those intangible things?
It's not an intangible, no.
It's not an intangible.
Yes.
So it's a thing.
Can you find it in a house?
What's that?
Would you find it in every household?
No, I don't think so. It's not an intangible. It's not like the concept of poverty.
Laughter.
No. No, it's not like a... So, of no use to one, yet absolute
Love.
Bliss to two.
Love.
The small
Sex.
Boy gets it for nothing.
Hustler.
The young man has to lie for it. The old man
Food.
Has to buy it. The baby's right. The lover's privilege. The hypocrite's
Wait,
mask.
Wait, the baby's right?
It's the right of a baby. Hmm. Not like a right-wing baby.
Oh.
Although,
is it getting tucked in at night?
Here's what I want to see. Baby
that's
real
very,
estate agent who's a right-wing. No.
Baby Trump this fall on NBC. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old man, charity. What am I?
Strippers. Those are all stripper names.
Those are all stripper names.
I don't know.
This is super hard.
This is
KJ
very
knows
wordy.
All
KJ
of
knows
these.
It.
KJ knows it. This is very wordy and very confusing, but I will say, well, I'm not going to give too much away yet. I want to let you struggle for a little while longer.
KJ, can you pantomime baby bottle? Milk.
Oh, KJ thinks it's milk. It's not milk. Sorry, letters. That's why you don't have a fucking mic. Thanksgiving.
Can you pass the corn?
Oh, this corn right here?
Yeah.
Did you want on the cob or the creamed?
I don't want any corn that
you
creamed.
Let me stir the creamed with the corn on the cob. Oh, boy. Okay,
so it's a mixture. Thank you so much.
Aaron, do you want more green bean casserole?
No.
No?
You've eaten none of the things I've made.
Yeah. Aaron, can I interest you in some taco meat?
Oh, it's a little hard.
That's a little hard. It's been sitting out for a minute.
And it's also a critical hit.
All right, let's see.
My dish was a critical hit.
That's a very funny thing to say at a D&D themed Thanksgiving.
I think so.
Aaron?
Is it a kiss?
Keefe. You've got it correct.
I did?
You've got it absolutely correct. It's a kiss.
No way.
Yeah, but my hint was about to say, like, the first line gives it away. Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two.
I'm guys? JPC, I told you day one, I said, if Aaron ever gets a kiss on the show, I'm walking away. So I'll be upstairs.
I got it. I'm glad I got it.
And the only kiss that I'll ever accept on this show is if I'm on a date with one of your siblings and I pay for 25% of that date.
Last night, I watched maybe 2 hours of YouTube clips of that show, Kissing at First Sight. Have you ever heard of it?
Kissing First Sight?
What on earth?
So it's a show that my boyfriend is obsessed with because it's so cringy. And there's one clip that he loves of this guy being like, I'm going to just walk in and kiss her. And he goes up to her and is like, can I kiss you? And she's like, yeah. And then he just goes in and then just gives her a hug and like the most awkward kiss on the cheek and like a little pat. But we watched 2 hours of that. And then we watched the first episode of Married at First Sight. We went down a rabbit hole.
Did you say Kissing for Sight?
Kiss at First Sight? Something like that.
Oh, I thought you said Kissing for Sight.
I think you said Kissing for Sight. And I was like, this sounds like the devil's deal of like,
no.
I'll give you back your...
It's like a Little Mermaid type situation.
That does sound like a riddle.
It is. I recommend it. It's painful. And then also watch the TV show Married at First Sight. It's brutal.
Here's what we'll... Maybe this is what we'll end with unless Cold Ham Drumstick had something else.
I mean, yeah,
Do you have one to take us home or something?
I have one that will take us home.
So before we do that, real quick, let's just do a quick round. Aaron maybe gave hers, but we can give you another chance if you like to add on to it. When you're home for Thanksgiving, I feel like you have so much free time. You're going to want something to binge. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend there's a BBC show called Bodyguard that's on Netflix, 6 episodes. And it stars Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
It's 6 episodes?
Oh, yeah. My sister was just telling me to
watch it
yesterday.
It's real dark.
It's like the Whitney Houston
movie,
I'm
sorry.
Right?
Yeah, it's not BBC. It's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
No, but is it not based on that at all?
No. It's, I mean, it's a similar premise in terms of like it's a high-powered person with a bodyguard.
I thought it was the right.
Any bodyguard is going to be with a high-powered person. So
that's not true. You can buy a bodyguard.
How much?
Honestly, like you could buy one for like $200.
I'll be your bodyguard.
Next episode,
I'll let you die, but I'll be your bodyguard.
If you be my bodyguard, next.
I've had bodyguards before. I've rented bodyguards. What's that?
When
I go to parties all the time and I take bodyguards with me. That's my thing. No, seriously,
so
I do that.
People can't go up to you.
That's your fun thing.
Yeah. So people can't go up to me or like they'll get their fucking head beat off by a bodyguard. Yep.
What do you recommend, JPC?
Come up to me at a party, see what happens.
When you're home for Thanksgiving, come up to JPC at a party.
Can I tell you something that I absolutely don't recommend?
Oh, also watch The Nanny.
It's something that I've been watching on Netflix as well. It is Designated Survivor with Aaron Kiefer Sutherland. It is garbage. It is the biggest...
Oh, is that the one where like something blows up and he has to be president?
He has to be president, and it's the biggest pile of trash. It's like the West Wing if the West Wing was written by like illiterate children. it is so bad, and a friend of mine told me to start watching it, and now whenever I watch it, I just text him about all of the awful things that happen on the show. He's like, it gets worse, keep watching. It's really, really bad. It got canceled after 2 seasons, and then I think Netflix picked up the rights to it, and they're making a third season, is insane. Oof. I love it. So don't watch that.
My real recommendation is Gravity Falls. Have you watched
it? Oh, that's amazing.
I had never watched it.
I watched it earlier this year, and I watched all 3 seasons in like 2 weeks. It's brilliant.
Our friend Waleed is the one who recommended it to
me. It's so good.
I love how we all spoke with so much passion about television shows that we're watching, way, way more than we talked about our family, our friends, or our fans and our network at the very beginning of this podcast. I have a one last riddle to take us home.
Great.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of ready. Restore me, and I am become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Cookie jar.
cookie jar. Okay, this has been Hey Gobble Gobble.
Restore me. How do you there's at least two heads that come.
Behead
off.
Me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I'm the partner of Reddy.
It's got to be a word.
Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts.
It's got to be a word that has head in it. So like headquarters.
So you're correct that it's a word, but it doesn't have head in it.
It doesn't.
Could you read it again now that I know that?
As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of Reddy. Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Domain of beasts is a zoo. We know that.
Yes. So it's... we bought a zoo.
So if it's behead me, it's like cutting off the first couple of letters.
Or the first word. Or and first becomes, letter.
What comes with safe? So it's like I'm the partner to safe or ready. The partner to ready, right? Was that what it was?
Partner of ready. I'm the partner of ready.
What's the partner of ready? Uber? Like I'm ready to go. Partner of ready.
I'm ready to go. Call an Uber? Is that where you were going? Yeah. That's good stuff.
Ready. Partner of ready. Coughing's good podcasting too, JVC. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. You can avoid the dumb shit that
no,
you
I
say.
Can't. I have broke
it's
brain.
It's involuntary.
I don't know.
While we're trying to think about this, I want to see one final scene. Aaron, I'd like you to play baby real estate agent June Showers. Baby real estate agent June Showers. Mm-hmm. JPC, I'd like you to play someone who's trying to get a new home.
Great.
And June Showers is a baby real estate agent and showing you around.
And I think some of the feedback we've had for the show is people love it when we play dogs and babies. So let's let's keep this going.
Okay, qual this way, please.
Okay, do you mind if I walk? Do I have to crawl?
Qual this way,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Qual. My 2 o'clock went long.
That's okay. Was your 2 o'clock a nap? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're a baby and you're selling me this house. And
so you're
a
single guy, right?
Well,
are you looking to expand your life?
I'm unmarried.
Yeah, you're looking to expand your life? Are you looking to meet someone?
To an extent, that's why I'm looking for a 3-bedroom, yes.
Okay, hold on. I just discovered my feet.
Okay.
What are these?
Well, those are your feet.
Oh, wow!
Okay. I feel I'm getting such mixed messages from you. Because I really want to trust your real estate. I mean, your
Wait, your, web ha- your hands. I just see your hand. Where'd you go? I don't have object permanence. Where'd you go?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just waving my hands from behind this counter.
Okay,
it's me. I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't know why I chose to do that.
Okay.
Look, June. May I call you June?
Okay, or Miss Showers?
Okay, Miss Showers it is. I really want this place, and I think that this is going to be the perfect place for me to start a family, start a life. I also acknowledge that you're an infant baby. I also acknowledge that you're one of the best real estate agents, realtors, in the country.
Yeah. I personally, before I sell any house, I go in, I take a bath in the sink.
Okay. And this has a good sink for that?
A great sink for baby baths. Hold on. Your keys are jingling. Oops. That's so funny.
I'm so sorry.
I just realized that for babies, every space is a crawl space.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to this riddle. Can you give us a hint?
Yes, I can give you a hint. I'm going to change a word. Instead of restore me, I become the domain of beasts, I'll say restore me, I become the domain of horses.
Stable.
Yes, it's that.
Is it
stable.
Just able, ready and able?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Behead me and I become a place of meeting. Table.
Table.
Behead me again, I become
the there is a
ready.
Table here.
Able.
Interesting. Way to try to gaslight me and the listeners by saying there was no table in the room. At the beginning of the episode.
Oh, she found the table.
Oh, wow.
I thought we had hidden it so well.
Can't believe you said Wishbone was in hell.
Aaron?
Yes?
Will you pass me more whiskey?
Yes.
There we go. Now we're talking Thanksgiving.
Now we're talking turkey.
And I hope that you guys have had fun on talking turkeys today. Hey, Gobble Gobble. We can't wait to do this again next year. And by this, I mean the podcast. We're taking a one-year break from the podcast.
Obviously, it's needed.
It's much, much needed.
Get our bearings.
Adel, would you like to plug anything?
Yes. So you can follow me at Adel Rafai on Twitter. You can also check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and Siblings Peculaire, two podcasts I do. Please check out our social media presence with Hey Riddle Riddle. We are on Twitter at HRR Podcast. We are on, is that right?
HRR Podcast? Yeah, HRR. Podcast? Nope. Twitter is at Hey Riddle Riddle. Take that again.
Email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just say, take it or toss it to me?
Oh, you want to do your whole plugs again? Yeah. That's a big waste of time.
Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, you can check out the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, as well as Sibling Speculaire. You can follow me at AdelRafi on Twitter. You can also check out Hey Riddle Riddle, social media presence with Twitter at Hey Riddle Riddle. You can email us at HRRpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram page. We have a Facebook page. We have a live show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
December 3rd, Monday, December 3rd at 8 p.m.
So that'll be this week.
That's this week? No.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I fucking hate that.
You're right.
That.
No, yeah. Aaron's right. Yeah, that's right. This week. So it's this Monday, December 3rd. It's a Monday, 8 p.m. at I.O. Chicago. That's in Chicago, I.O. Theater. It's at 1501 North Kingsbury. By now, the link for tickets should be up. So please come. Please dress up as your favorite Hey Riddle Riddle host or character. Bring some paper for Aaron to eat.
And a pen, right? You'll drink the pen.
And oh,
pen.
Boy.
Bring a truck for JPC to sleep in the back of. Yep. Bring your dogs if they're good boys.
Yes. No, don't bring dogs. Well, honestly, it's I.O. It's so you can bring as many dogs as you want. And we have a T-Pub bookstore too, right, Adel?
A what?
A T-Public store?
We have a T-Public store. So go to T-Public, search Hey Riddle Riddle, buy some sweet, sweet merch. Hopefully we have some more merch up by now, but who knows? But at least get some T-shirts or stickers or something.
Yeah. It's obvious that we're not recording Christmas. This on actual Thanksgiving, so we're most likely all
it's
in jail.
It's May 14th right now.
Aaron, you have anything to plug?
Sure. My sketch show is this Saturday and the following Saturday, December 2nd, 3rd. It's a Saturday. Look it up.
Hopefully it's not December 3rd.
Yeah, December 1st. Okay, it's December 1st.
3rd is our
live
show.
You have a prior engagement.
I have a thing that day. Okay,
and I'm getting married on the 3rd of December. Emerald. I've also got a heart transplant scheduled for December 3rd.
My sketch show, Emerald County Bank and Trust, will be these next two Saturdays at 7:30. If you want to message me on Twitter, not on Instagram, because people were messaging me on Instagram a lot, asking me, a lot of guys were messaging me, asking me about my UTIs. So
oh,
I stopped opening them.
No.
So,
well, hold
me.
On. Now, we don't know that that was anything nefarious.
Okay. But message me on Twitter and I'll give you a discount code. And also, if you come to the show, please say hi to me after. Don't just leave. Also, I want to say hi to my cousins because I can't go home for Thanksgiving this year. And a lot of them listen. I think my cousin Tom and his wife Georgia listen. I want to say hi and then I miss them and I love them.
Oh, it's Smoothsgiving.
Yes, I love you all so much.
Aww. Fuck you, Mitch.
fuck you, Mitch.
I'm glad we don't see
now,
you.
And baby Mitch now. I'm going to call her baby Mitch, but she's fine.
And you can follow me at JPSoFly. If you want to see pictures of spaghetti, you can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Please do not message me about your UTI. if you do have a UTI, I hope that clears up for you. I also want to give a shout out to some of the people that have hashtagged Whittleware on Twitter and Instagram. Maybe people
yeah,
have
absolutely.
Hashtagged
it
on
so both. These are people who bought Hey Riddle Riddle merch. They posted a picture of themselves wearing it, possibly. Or mm-hmm. with cats on top of it, or just it unpackaged, and use the hashtag Whittleware, which you can do as well.
So thank you to at Dr. Bostrom. Thank you, Susie. At Quentin Pogratz. Thank you, Kevin. At CNET Butter. CNET _ Butter. That's fun. Thank you, Kevin. At Jason _ Gavril. Thank you so much, Susie. At Sliffer Jam, thank you, Susie, I believe. At Mess Girl, thank you, Kevin. At of Hauntings, thank you again, Kevin. And at, I hope this is Janime. It's J-A-N-I-M-A-E.
Like instead of anime, Janime?
Janime.
I think that's great.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And I took complete guesses at everyone's gender, and Kevin and Susie are genderless terms.
Also, all the young hip kids always say at before a Twitter handle, right?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's hashtag. I want people to find them. I want people to find them and destroy them. So, yeah, those are everyone's Twitter handles. Those are people that bought our merch. If you want our merch for free, hunt them down. No. Being told we don't want to hunt them down. We want them to live. But, yeah, please tweet at us, hashtag Whittleware, and we'll probably shout out more people on future episodes.
Yeah. Hashtag Whittle Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Aaron, recently we had a bunch of people ask on Twitter, hey, I think I've missed something. Why do you ask a question of Aaron at the end of every episode, and why is her answer always the same? And Aaron, I believe you had an answer for those people. That answer was...
Jupiter!
Good night, everyone.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Rafi. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Parents in the music.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.